In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Thursday, today the 13th of September. Good as always to have you along, everybody. A quick look at any of the cable news channels will tell you what you need to know about Hurricane Florence. It has started to come ashore on the Carolinas. The flooding will be deep and the damage will be heavy. And the rebuilding, when it eventually begins, because it will, is going to be more expensive than it might have been just 6, maybe 8 months ago. Marketplace's Justin Ho gets us going.
After a disaster like a fire or a hurricane, the surge in demand for raw materials like lumber and steel raises prices for those goods. Jock O'Connell at Beacon Economics says after this hurricane, there's another factor to consider.
We've got the complicating factor of tariffs on a lot of these products.
The U.S. has imposed 20% tariffs on lumber from Canada. There are tariffs on steel and on gypsum, which goes into drywall. Tariffs on household goods that'll go into homes, like furniture and appliances. Chad Bown at the Peterson Institute says that'll create shortages during the recovery effort.
And that's going to mean higher prices for consumers and make it even costlier for them to have to rebuild.
Homeowners felt those price hikes after wildfires leveled entire communities in Northern California last year. Jerry Howard is CEO of the National Association of Home Builders. He says the risk of flooding with this hurricane will make home repairs more costly.
You have to rip out the wood, you have to rip out the flooring, the walls, because it becomes an issue of mold.
The research firm CoreLogic estimated that the cost of reconstruction after Florence could reach $170 billion. Jeff Slegomelch at Columbia University's National Center for Disaster Preparedness says we could cut recovery costs if we gave more thought to development and infrastructure, things like where we build houses.
Don't build them in a floodplain would be one example. Our electrical infrastructure is highly vulnerable. It costs more to protect these things. It costs more to reinforce our infrastructure in our homes.
But without doing that, he says we're on the road for more surging disaster costs in the years to come. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.